Hi there. The word for you today is, always do what's right. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 21 we read, hold fast what is good. Someone wrote, today we mourn the passing of an old friend, common sense. He devoted his service to schools, hospitals, and churches. He got jobs done without fanfare and foolishness. For decades, silly rules and frivolous lawsuits didn't affect him. He cultivated practices like sharing with others, teaching kids spiritual values, and living within your means. He survived the Industrial Revolution and the Great Depression, but he couldn't withstand the ravages of declining moral and spiritual values. He watched as leaders became corrupt and good people became apathetic. He saw the Ten Commandments outlawed in public buildings, prayer banned from the classroom, and criminals enjoying more rights than their victims. He watched in despair as teachers who needed parental consent to administer an aspirin couldn't tell a parent their child wanted an abortion. Common sense was predeceased by truth, trust, and responsibility. His funeral wasn't well attended. Why? Because few realized he had gone. What words? In a recent Gallup poll, 50%, listen to me, 50% of those interviewed said they believe that there are, quote, no absolutes when it comes to good and evil. Well, look around you and you'll see the results of that kind of thinking. But God doesn't share their opinion. His word says, test all things, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. God told Israel not to remove the ancient boundary markers. You see, God establishes boundaries for our protection and blessing and guidance. So the word for you today is, stand up for what's right and don't fear criticism. Darkness has never been a friend of light or wrong a companion of right. Nevertheless, walk in the light and always do what's right.